Nate Brown is looking for a moose. Shrouded in fog, dignified and reticent, a moose. When Ross White goes outside in Vermont, he sees one immediately. When Jamal May goes outside, he sees one as well, as if they are everywhere. But when Nate Brown goes outside, he sees only the absence of a moose, spaces where one might have stood, but no longer stands. He's been hoping to see one for years, so he practices his moose call and nothing happens. He stands tiptoe on one leg, narrows his eyes, nothing happens. What he has now is a mission, a quest, a calling that can't be denied. It's dusk, and he stares into the dark. The world is full of dogwoods and elm trees, and behind the branches, 10,000 more, all leafy and stupid and yielding no answers. What do I mean? I mean, despite everything, we might search for something and never find it. When I was a teenager, several of my friends suddenly found God. I tried, but found only pocket lint and angst, the loser of some holy scavenger hunt, the last to cross the finish line, kneeling in church, whispering to heaven, "Dude, where are you?" What made it worse was everyone's conviction, the candles and prayer groups, the smugness of their repeating, "Well, you know, if you look behind you and see only one set of footprints." What makes Nate Brown's quest equally difficult is how our friend Chip Cheek leans back in his chair and says, "Oh man, out here they grow big as dinosaurs." And how Kellum Ayers' eyes fill with mist when she nods and says, "Yes, they're almost magical." And so a man goes back into the fields and tries not to move, goes out to the forest and tries not to move, goes down to the river and pretends he's part of that river. He is a stone, a branch, a fallen maple leaf. He is sort of patient, and he'll see this thing or hold his breath forever. I think of myself as a teenager and how I'm no different now. At home, my wife has a numbness, a weakness that spreads through her body and no doctors can figure it out. When she sleeps, I'm afraid of everything, and I pray into her hair like I'm young again, on my knees, in a church, in search of an answer. Sometimes I go outside and the dark is so prodigious, the way it remedies everything by covering everything. I like thinking of how my friend stares down this same darkness as if it will offer the index to some temporal secret. What we're looking for are miracles. Out there, there could be nothing, or there could be antlers and hooves, lumbering mysteries. They plod across the quiet fields.